Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It has been estimated that approximately 40 billion people have lived on our planet since the creation of Adam. These are anthropologists and sociologists have calculated, and it's again calculated, they've just approximately probably 40 billion. For the sake of arguments, let's take that as a number, for the sake of argument, okay? Several anthropologists and sociologists has calculated that as many as 70% of all humans born never lived to celebrate their 8th birthday that was ever born of the 40 million. They're killed by disease, war, starvation. Whatever happens to the souls of these little ones, you know, you hear it all the time about little babies dying and born, okay, through the centuries, through the millennium. What happens to the souls of all these little ones that we call, they haven't reached the age of accountability? Well, we know they go to heaven. God has a place for them. I have scripture here. I wrote these scriptures in my Bible years ago about babies and children in heaven, and they referenced, five or six of them. Anyway, now, add to this figure the millions of babies murdered by abortion each year, 40 million worldwide. In our country, we've slaughtered nearly 8 million since 1973, and this book was written years ago, and it's climbed way since then. Abortion is now the number one cause of death in America, in the U.S., and it still is. These victims of abortion, like those children dying outside the womb, also go to be with Christ. You believe that? I do. And we're not counting, they don't mention here, they're not even counting those who have miscarriages and they've died, in the womb. That's not even taking place. Okay. Finally, let us suggest that perhaps 10% of those 40 billion human beings being born on the earth accept Christ as their Savior sometime after reaching accountability. Now, 10% is a large number. He's just throwing this out there, that if 40 billion lived past 8 years old, okay, and 10% of them accepted Christ as their Savior, he's putting some figures together. The column would read that 70% of those 40 billion who died before reaching their 8th birthday, so to speak, age of accountability, again, that's debatable, whatever that age is, but for sake of argument, 28 billion children have died. 500 million have been killed by abortions thus far. And then the 1 billion... 200 million, yeah, 1 billion, 200 million accepted Christ as their Savior. So if you put those all together, the grand total is almost 30 billion people. Now we're talking babies, we're talking abortion, we're talking all, are y'all following? Okay. Thus, it is possible, now this is his thoughts, but I'm reading this to let you know how big this city is, that nearly 3/4 of all human beings could possibly enjoy the glories of this wonderful city. Now we're talking, when we say 3/4, we're talking about babies and miscarriages and all the young children. Are y'all following? Now this isn't gospel. He's just giving us an idea how large this city is. And if this is the case, that almost 30 billion can live in this city, he even went it down to a little farther. That would give every individual that would be in heaven 75 acres. And that's not just flat, that's 75 acres cubed. That's how mind-blowing, and talk about how big God is. Remember, brother, I can't let Brother McAllister ever preach in this pulpit again. That's all anybody talks. They forget my sermon an hour after. They still talk about Brother McAllister's sermon. It was a great sermon about how huge God is. We can't comprehend. The same way about this city. Can you imagine approximately 75 acres, if these figures are true, compared to the square miles up, down, and left, raw? And God did it all. Okay, he broke it down. 75 acres, or in another way of looking at it, one-third of a mile cubed. Each of us would have a third of a mile, which you do that cubed, it turns out to 75 acres. That's what he says. I don't know. I didn't put my numbers to it. I'm just trusting him because he's well-respected. And he didn't graduate from Auburndale High School, so I trust him. But I want to see the enormity of this thing. And God's doing that for us. Verse number 10. He carried me away into the Spirit, in the Spirit, to a great high mountain. And again, that thing about the Spirit, I can't fathom that. A great high mountain to see this. And showed me that great city, the whole Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And we just talked about having the glory of God. And her light was likened to the stone most precious, even the jasper stone, clear as crystal. Even our minds can't comprehend how clear Jesus Christ, we'll get to this next week. Jesus Christ is going to dwell in the city. This is where he's going to live. And even in our 75 acres, now I don't believe we're going to have a 75 acre house, which would be all right with me if we did. You know, I don't need that. Remember that old country music, that old gospel? Just give me old cabin over in glory, you know. Yeah, it may be a cabin. You know, by the way, I would one of my dreams one day, I shouldn't say this because y'all think I'm retired, but I ain't going to retire. But to have me like a log cabin by a creek somewhere in the mountains. Joe and Kelly went to the mountains of North Carolina, did they not? This week, they'll be gone for a few weeks. They're enjoying, it's beautiful up there. North Carolina and Tennessee, and every time I go up there, we always stay by a river or a creek or somewhere, and I say, man, I could handle this. Nice and cool in that nice cool weather and the stream and something about log cabins. I just love old stuff, and that's why I love Aunt Cat. You know, I just love old things. I just love old things, you know. But anyway, just, I shouldn't have said that, you know. But anyway, I love antiques. It would be a dream if he built me a log home up by the River of Life. I don't know what he's going to do. But it's not, I don't have our own garden. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? What are we going to do? Who said yes? You said yes. I'm sorry, Aunt Kat. What are we going to do for eternity? I promise you we ain't sitting in our mansion twiddling our thumbs and just enjoying the... We won't have light switches. We won't have chandeliers. We don't need chandeliers. We don't need those nice things because he's the light. Do y'all think... I thought about this all week because I knew where we'd be at, and I can't even... Now I'm about... I hadn't even scratched the surface of these things I thought about. How beautiful heaven must be, the home of the happy, ransom and free, the haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Now we sing that, but this city comes out of heaven. It's different, completely different. I got to stop. Again, we'll stop there. Just the rest of the week, read the rest of this chapter, if you will. And don't try to blow it out like I do sometime, you know. But just glory in the splendor of God and what he has ready for us. We don't deserve none of this. We deserve hell, for what we deserve. But because of God's grace, and because of his mercy, I'm going to have 75 acres. We'll see. I don't know. Our Father, thank you again for the morning. Lord, it's been a great morning just to look into your word. Lord, even though the Bible tells us about the mind of Christ, we still can't fathom what you're building for us, what you're preparing for us. Lord, until you come for us, may we be found faithful serving you. We love you. We thank you for what you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship. Thanks for coming.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.